Welcome to Chapter 30, my first trip to paradise. Well, I got back to long-term parking, got my car, and headed home. As I'm going home, I decided, you know what, I had enough of business now for a while. I was so disappointed and upset that they changed the deal on me, a deal that I thought was the perfect complement, the perfect merger partner, since I had spent a fair amount of time doing my due diligence with this technology, this topical hyperbaric oxygen technology. So I decided I'm just going to go home long enough to pick up some clothes and my shaving equipment and what have you, and decided I was going to go south. It was January, and I was just bummed out. And as I mentioned in an earlier chapter, it's never happened really before, and it hasn't happened since, that I led business, a development in business, affect me emotionally. So I go home and get my stuff, and I get in the car, and off I go. And I just keep driving, and I stopped, I guess, maybe Jacksonville, Florida, stayed over, then just got in the car, and I just wanted to drive as far away from Jersey City, New Jersey, as I could get. Well, I got about as far from Jersey City, New Jersey, as I could possibly get on land. And because I can't swim, that's about as far as I was intending on going. I wound up, when all this was over, in Key West, Florida, a place I had heard about, but I had no idea, other than it was in Florida, and it was obviously a warm place in the winter. But I drove about as far as I can go and still be in America. I'm parked outside of a place called the Galleon, which is a timeshare in Key West on Front Street. So I decided, well, I can't go any further. Good place to stay. So I check in. It was got a room. And as with timeshares, they have somewhat of a high-pressure marketing program to get people, you know, to buy a week. So in a couple of days, I signed up for this program to listen to this presentation. In the meantime, I got a chance to start to walk around Key West and get familiar. And I will say this much. With each passing day, the events of the previous week in Jersey City began to fade. Key West is beautiful. I had never been in a place like that. I had been in Florida before, but it's not the same. Key West is like being on an island without having to fly or get on a boat. So anyway, the day comes, in a few days I go to this presentation, and by this time, I'm hooked. I'm hooked on the Galleon. It was right at the water, at the Gulf. You look out, and you see the boats, sailboats, yacht, even a couple yachts. It was just gorgeous. So I go to this presentation, and I'm hooked on it. And, you know, it comes to, you know, am I interested in a week? And then they said, listen, for every week you buy, we'll give you a week here to stay. Well, I'm not in any hurry to go home back to Philadelphia in January. So I say, you know what? I'm going to buy 4 weeks. I'm going to buy the month of January. And I'd already bought my first timeshare in Florida back in 78 in Treasure Island. So I was familiar with timeshare early in the game. So I said, all right, you know, I said, I will buy 4 weeks. So they asked me if I had a, you know, check, or I said, you know, to pay for it. And I said, well, no, I said, I didn't come down here looking to buy anything. I came down here to get away from a memory, an event, an experience. So they said, well, listen, you know, I said, I don't have a check. I said, but when I get home, you know, I will, I'll get the money and send it to you. Well, they don't, that's not their thing. They're a little bit more high pressure than that. So they said, well, do you have a credit card? Well, it just so happened that about a month or two before, my girlfriend at the time, Kathy, was challenged on a $100 bet by a friend of mine, Bob Gallagher, that she couldn't get me a credit card. Let me go back a minute. I've never really believed in credit cards. Growing up, my father always said, you know, if you really want something bad enough, you'll save for it. So I never had a credit card. And so, Kathy, winning a bet against my friend by getting me a card. She got me, believe it or not, a platinum American Express card. Now, to go from somebody who's never had a card to a platinum card is a fairly significant jump. So anyway, they said, you have a credit card. So I said, yeah. So I figured they wanted, you know, the credit card to check out, you know, my who I was and, you know, that I was what I said. So I gave it to them. So they, about 10, 15 minutes later, they came back and said to me, it went through. I said, I don't understand what you mean. No, he said, it's paid for now. I said, what? I thought this was just to clear, you know, to check out who I was. So, okay, you know, so I owned 4 weeks and I got 4 weeks free the month that I stayed a month there. And the cost of these 4 weeks of timeshare in Key West at the Galleon was $52,000. So, once I realized, you know, okay, you know, this is cool. I was kind of caught off guard, but I was kind of excited. So I called my girlfriend, Kathy, who was at work at her law firm. And I told her, I said, listen, I said, I just bought 4 weeks, you know, in Key West. It's beautiful down here at the Galleon. You'll love it. And she said, how did you do that? I said, you'd be amazed. I said, I used the card you get me. Now, the card she got me to win the $100 bet was just kind of, it was her card, my name on her card. Now, it had, I found out later, $100,000 maximum. But of course, American Express, there was no payment program. So you had to pay the bill in 30 days. So I don't. When I told her it was $52,000, and that I used my brand new platinum card that she got me, there was silence on the phone, and I kept saying, "Kath." I thought maybe the phone, you know, it's a problem with the phone, and it took her about a minute to collect herself. She tells me later that she almost passed out. She had to sit down. And when I got home, I paid it. But it was an experience for her that she'll never forget. The moral of this story is that even something that you perceive to be negative, if you hang around a little bit, things do happen for a reason. And one of the reasons that obviously that took place at the business meeting at the law firm in Jersey City was for me to wind up with a place in Key West. A place that I've been back to every year since. It has become interwoven, a part of the thread of my life and the life of my family and friends. So this experience, when I look back, turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life. Thank you. Next up, surprise, surprise.